Shadows of fulfillment. When prophecy refuses the natural explanation, it stands in the quiet corners of ancient pages, heavy with meaning, refusing to fade into ordinary explanation. Prophecy stands as one of those shadows. There's a question in the air. Can fulfilled prophecy be explained naturally? Many say yes, pointing to chance, human insight, or clever rewriting. The record itself, however, pushes back with a weight natural accounts can't handle. Consider the sheer span of time. Prophecies written centuries before the events they describe don't act like lucky guesses. They name places, lineages, and specific outcomes with a precision that feels almost architectural, as if the words were stones laid in place long before the building rose. As a rule of thumb, natural explanations rely on probability, the idea that enough predictions will eventually turn out to be right. It starts to look less like chance and more like design when multiple independent lines converge on the same figure. One common natural claim is that the writers simply observed the trends of their day and projected them forward. That's fine for big cultural shifts. It doesn't work if the prophecy goes against the grain of the time. It's not a natural expectation of oppressed people looking for immediate military victory that produces a suffering servant who's also exalted, a ruler from an obscure town, or death that turns into a doorway to life. They run counter to what you'd expect. It's natural for the mind to choose the straightforward path. Prophecy often chooses the dark, narrower one and gets to where it's supposed to. Another explanation is later editing. The claim is that communities edited old texts after events unfolded, so the words match the history. The problem is the textual trail here. The text gets locked in place before it's fulfilled. Manuscripts, translations, and citations appear across different regions and centuries. As the events are coming up, the shadow of the text is already on the wall. After the fact, changing the words would require a coordinated rewriting across communities that were often scattered, hostile to each other, and careful with their sacred copies. The natural account starts needing more assumptions than the text itself. Many say the prophecies are poetic and elastic enough to cover almost any outcome. Yet the details keep refusing to remain vague. There are specific numbers of years, specific rulers, precise methods of death and burial, scattering and regrouping. These aren't soft outlines at all. They are edges. The natural explanation gets thinner when the edges line up with later history time and time again. It's like something ancient and deliberate moving beneath the surface of everyday life. Prophetic prophecy isn't a parlor trick. It's the voice of the one who stands outside the sequence of cause and effect and speaks into it. Fulfilled words are like stained glass windows. Dark leading, colored light, a pattern that only makes sense when the sun hits them. Natural explanations try to explain it without the light. They can describe the lead lines and pigment, but they can't explain why the picture looks exactly like it did centuries ago. No, every prophecy isn't true or every interpretation is sound. You still need discernment. There are false claims and forced readings out there. The genuine article, however, carries a cumulative force. We can debate individual fulfillments, but we can't dismiss the pattern overall. It gets harder to keep insisting that everything is just human foresight or later adjustments the further one walks through the long corridors of the text. This has a pastoral weight, too. The story becomes another human construction if prophecy can be reduced to natural causes. But if the fulfillments are true, then the voice that spoke them is also true. The same voice that named the future is the voice that calls into the present darkness. That's not academic. It's the invitation to trust that the one who ordered the ancient words still holds the present moment. In the Gothic atmosphere of faith, the fulfilled prophecy is like a candle that keeps burning in a cathedral long after the worshippers have gone. While a natural mind tries to explain the flame with draft or chemistry, the flame keeps refusing to accept the full explanation. It was lit because it went beyond air currents. In the same way, the prophetic words spoken to history for a purpose natural accounts can't really explain. So the question is only open for those who prefer the thinner story. For those willing to sit with the weight of the text, the pattern of fulfillment points beyond chance, beyond editing, beyond elastic language. It points to a speaker who knew the end from the beginning and left the evidence in plain sight. Shadows of those ancient words still fall across our own time, inviting a quiet recognition that the natural explanation isn't enough. Christians don't say every mystery is solved. They say the central mystery has spoken, and the speech has been proven true. It's on that ground that the rest of the faith is built. Whenever the prophecies come true, The natural account becomes the one that requires the biggest leap. That recognition doesn't shine. It just won't go out.